If you remember, we are learning a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. Rabba tells us that a simin that will be trampled on is not a simin, right? But Rabba also says on the flip side that makom is not a simin. Rava disagrees. Rava says a simin that will be trampled is a simin. And Rava says that makom is a simin. Right? That was the machlokas. Basically, this machlokas has to emerge because we distinguish between kikros in Rishos HaYochid versus kikros in Rishos HaRabim. Right? What's that distinction? So Rabba says, well, we're talking about kikros that have a simin on them, but in Rishos HaRabim they'll be trampled. Krichos. So we have these small bundles in Rishos HaRabim. Rabba says they'll be trampled. If they'll be trampled, they will lose their simin. Rabba says, no! These things never had a simin. The reason why in Rishos HaYochid I have to return it is because makom is a simin. But in Rishos HaRabim, there's no simin because the item is, in the Lashon of the Gemara, Mishum Diminashtifa. Right? Minashtifa means that what? That it rolls around, and therefore it is not considered a simon. Now, what is the pshat in minashtifa? Right, look at Rashi. Minashtifa means miskalga baragli odam ubehema. We pointed out the difficulty in Rashi is mentioning behema also, even though the Gemara later on says we're talking about a place where there's no behema. Fine, but eina nimseis b'makom shenafla tchila, and it's not found where it was originally fell. We pointed out that point in Rashi is also difficult because l'cha'ora, the idea of makom as a simon is that I put the item there. It was a makom of hanacha, not a makom of nefila. These are the points that... Why is that so? Because the Gemara later on is going to paskin, halacha l'maisa, that makom is a simon. Here, turn to the bottom three lines of our Gemara. Right, how do we paskin when all is said and done? The Amrav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Hilchasa, Krechos, Vrishos HaRabim is mine. Vrishos HaYachid, Iderach Nefila, it's mine. Iderach HaNocha, Nota Umachris, Zebazeb, Dabar She'im Bo Simen. Avo B'Dabar She'yesh Bo Simen, Bein Vrishos HaYachid, Bein Vrishos HaRabim, Chayach LaHachris. Right, basically the Gemara in the last three lines of this Amud paskins like Rava. Right, so halacha l'maisa, and that's found in Choshen Mishpat Reish Samach Beis Sif Gimon Sif Tes. We paskin like Rava that simin ha'osoy li dares. If a simin is going to be trampled, what's the halacha according to Rava? The simin that will be trampled is a good simin, and makom according to Rava is a good simin. But the Gemara says, right, that when makom is a good simin, it depends if it's derech nefila, right, versus Derech Hanacha. Look at Rashi. Right? Seven lines on the bottom. Versus Hayochid, Derech Nefila, Harin Shalom, Dileko Lameimar, Mokom Hevi Simen, Dalo Yada, Hecha Nafil Minei. I can't say, right? If it's Derech Nefila, the item looks like it fell, I can't say that Mokom is a Simen, because I don't know where the item fell. That's the whole Yisod of, right? The whole yisod of makom, Zot Rashi, is derech hanacha. Right? Correct, Stefan? And it makes sense that makom is a simon. The idea is I left the item there. I'm going to come back to get it. That's why makom is a simon. But an item that fell from me, l'cha'ora, the makom can't be a simon. Precisely because it fell. I didn't leave it there. Right? There's no identifying feature on where the item is, so memeima makom can't be a simon. If that's the case, so this Rashi is very, very difficult. That's the basic yisod that, again, I noticed this years ago. I don't know the real pshat in Rashi.
And then once again, so if he knows what makom is, your whole thing you said yesterday was that was. Let's bother why Rashi says, in this case, he says, maybe it's just, you know, I'm sorry. Usually he says that the lost guy announces it, but here he switches the order.
Right, that's right, correct.
But you said yesterday, the reason is because the guy doesn't know, usually the guy that lost it can give him a simon, but here he doesn't know where the makom is.
Here,
Right? You're saying like the reason why the motes like re.
Right. So what I wanted to say yesterday, I thought the pshat was like this. I really placed the item somewhere. I don't remember exactly where I placed it. And I will be reminded.
Oh, so it's still derech hanacha.
It has to be derech hanacha. Just sometimes I leave an item in the place. Did that ever happen to you? That you leave your sefer somewhere? It's not derech nefila. I leave my sefer, but I don't remember where it was. So, right? What are you so happy about? This happens every day, no?
Yeah, I know.
Right? Yeah. So that's derech hanacha. If it's derech hanacha, makom is a simen. So this Rashi says, b'makom shenafla tchila, fine. We had a chakira. Let's just make two more points about this brief gemara, then we'll do the gemara about kikros shel nachtom. We had a chakira about what's the pshat that makom is a simen. Does makom have to be an exact location? Or is it enough if I say I left it in first hall? Right? Makom is a simen. So I have to be derech hanocha. Granted. Good. What does derech hanocha mean? Does derech hanocha mean I left it in first hall? Does derech hanocha mean I left it in first hall room 307? Does derech hanocha mean I left it in first hall room 307 in the corner? Right? What's the pshat? How specific does it have to be?
Well, doesn't a simon, by definition, have to be a bit different? So, if you were to say, like, in the Beit Medrash, there's commonly found gemaras in the Beit Medrash. So
good.
It's not simon.
So if I just say it's in the Beis Medrash, it's not a simen. But let's say I say I left it on a chair in the Beis Medrash. Most people don't leave gemaras on a chair.
Yeah, that should be.
But I don't say exactly where the chair is, or I don't remember which chair it was.
Okay, but that narrows it down a little bit.
Okay, so agreed. Right? Obviously, a very general thing. Like, there's no such thing as a simen if I say I lost an orange tie. There's a million orange ties, right? Or, okay, let's say yellow tie, right? There's a blue tie, whatever it is, right? There's a million of those, so we can't say that that is going to be considered a simen. How specific it has to be, right, is still up for questioning. Yoni.
I think you could possibly still say that it could be derech nefila, and you'd still have to return them. Meaning, we used to say that if something's derech nefila, right, and it doesn't have a simon, then it's obviously yeyush shelo yas, right? So you can't take it. But right. It actually does have a simon. If you know approximately where you lost it, if you know that you lost it in a certain building or something, you know you dropped it.
So I know I dropped it in first hall. I don't know where.
Right. So now that we call makom a simon.
But remember, it's still that would be nefila, not hanacha. In order to have makom a simon, right? We pointed out from the bottom of the gemara, it's got to be hanacha, derech hanacha. If it's derech nefila, makom is not a simon. Right. That's I think that's clear in the gemara. Right, makom is a simon only derech hanacha, not derech nefila. So if I drop something in first hall, I don't remember where it is, right? That clearly won't help. The question is, how specific does the derech hanacha have to be? I say I left it in the base medrash, so Jonah Kiyak Tainas, that for sure doesn't help. But if I left it on a chair in the base medrash, maybe that does help, but maybe not. Maybe I have to say I left it at a chair, three rows in the back of the base medrash, four seats in. So this chakira is given by Rav Moshe Feinstein, not in the Tshuvas, interestingly, but Rav Moshe wrote a sefer Dibros Moshe. Dibros Moshe are his chedushim ashas, his sugyas. So Rav Moshe in the Dibros has this chakira, the way we're asking it. And Rav Moshe wants to say, right, a nafgamina is for the following case. Again, it's a pretty pashat case, that you left an item on your seat in the train or on the bus. No? Did it ever happen to you that you left something on the train or on the bus?
Yeah.
Right? Happens, right?
All the time.
More often than not.
TMI. Thank you. Now, most people, most of us, when we sit down on the train or on the bus, we don't pay such careful attention to where exactly we're sitting. No? I sit down on the train. Where am I sitting? I take a seat. I might not even remember where the seat is after, but I might know that I left the item on my seat. But where exactly that seat is, I'm not sure. So if Moshe has a question whether that is considered, again, it's derech hanacha, right? There's a makom, I know it's on the chair, but I don't know where that chair is. Rav Moshe says that that's totally in this chakira. And Rav Moshe wants to say that maybe the pshat in Minashtefa, in our Gemara, Minashtefa answers this chakira. Who wants to plug it in? Remember, the Gemara says, according to Rava, makom is a simen. But if I have an item that is in Rishus HaRabim, it's not a simen because it's Minashtefa, because it rolls around. But in Rishus HaYachid, so then people don't go there so often, so it is not Minashtefa, so I'm Chayiv Lahachriz. So what's the Raya for Minashtefa? What's the Pshat in Minashtefa? Rav Moshe wants to say, and I think this is probably Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that Minashtefa means, right, that the item moves from its location. It's Derech Hanocha over here in Rishus HaRabim, and then it moves a few inches away. No, if Makayim is a simon in the general sort of way, so then the item used to be here in the Rishus HaRabim, and now the item is here in the Rishus HaRabim, right? So I'm not pinpointing the exact location of the item, but still, it's a simon. I was being miyak in the Rishus HaRabim, I find it in Rishus HaRabim. So what if it's Minashtefa? So Zakir Moshe, he thinks the Pashtus in the Gemara is that Makom is a simon only if it is pinpointed. That's what Moshe wants to say initially. You have a comment?
Were you saying that, what do you mean pinpointed?
It has to be, I left it on a chair, three rows from the back.
And
very specific location.
Otherwise, if it were to roll, then it wouldn't be in the...
Otherwise, if it were to roll, it's still in... I could say, I left it on the chair in the Rishus HaYachid. I moved it right. Okay, so it moved. Big whoop. Right? So, Minashtefa seems to indicate that Mokom has to be specific. That's
why Minashtefa means it moves a lot.
Maybe Minashtefa means it moves a lot of way, and maybe it even means that it moves from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid.
Yeah.
Right? So Rav Moshe wants to be Docha the Raya. Okay, good. But Rav Moshe says he's inclined that his initial way of thinking about it is correct, because, Zakt Rav Moshe, Rishus HaYochid most often in Shas, he says, has mechitzos. So the item can't leave the area. Right? We're saying that in Rishus HaYochid it's not Minashtefa because people are not around. You don't have a lot of people in the Rishus HaYochid. If you would have a lot of people in the Rishus HaYochid, so then it would be Minashtefa. So says Rav Moshe, right? If we're talking about an enclosed Rishus HaYochid, the item can't move out of that area. And if you hold that you don't need pinpoint specific location, fine. So the Kitzur HaMa'aseh, Rav Moshe is really mesupik about this chakira, right? Rav Moshe says, I'm not sure. He's more inclined that Makom has to be a specific location. But the later Svarim, let me read you from a book called Halachos of Other People's Money. Right? I bought this in the Svarim sale.
Rabbi Bodner.
Oh yeah, cool. Okay, that's worth a 0.25 of a point on the test. It's a lot. It's a lot. Okay, so Moshe writes. So book writes over here that the specific location, it's not sufficient for the claimant to say which property it was in. Example: it was left in the schoolyard. He must be able to give a specific location within that property. Example, it was left on a bench near the swings in the back of the schoolyard. And he quotes the source from Rav Moshe. Now, it's a little bit not fully honest, because Rav Moshe is really leaves it b'tzarech ion, but he passes it again. I think Rav Moshe is saying that the pashtus would be, it has to be a specific location, but... Again, we pass in the halacha that Mokom is a simon, but does not say in Shulchan Aruch how specific it has to be. That's left up to Rav Moshe, and the way he paskins, it's in Other People's Money, page 163. Kia.
I mean, it's possible to read into Rashi the fact that Rashi doesn't just say Misgagal. He says Misgagal, the Ragli Adam Ubehema, it sounds like it's a whole other process, that it's not just, you know, rolled a little bit, it's that it rolled the feet of the people and the animals, so it sounds like a longer distance than just stop rolling a
Maybe. Maybe, although the next words in Rashi, Ve'ina nimseis b'makom shenafla tchila, sounds like... No.
That's a very general issue.
I don't know how much of a raya we can bring, but again, I think we're all inclined. Am I right about this, Shelby? You agree with me that the pashtus is it has to be a specific makom?
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think that it can also move.
It could go miles. And look at that, I'm not sure. I don't know how to deal with this. I'm just presenting some of the evidence. Steph.
Okay, so if for sure you have that walls, right? And we consider it low menashtva, right?
Rishon Sayochan is only low menashtva because there aren't that many people around there. But let's say I would have a Rosh Hashanah that has a lot of people.
I'm saying like Rosh Hashanah, let's say it's going to be kept in the Rosh Hashanah, right?
Right.
And it's still considered like not moving. Obviously, moving required it to move really far. Right. So that like that would require it to change domains.
Okay.
So I'm saying like the second Shabbat might be better actually. If you take Rosh Hashanah as something like a room, right? Can't go out of the room. That's considered not moving. Wait, why not? It could be considered moving. It's moving from there to there. Obviously, moving has to be a long, long thing.
But what I'm suggesting is that we could be docha. We could say the only reason Rosh Hashanah is considered not moving is because there aren't that many people around to move it.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But, you know, it's a Metzius issue. It's
okay.
Not a...
Okay.
Again,
Okay.
Yesh lach kar. Fine. Lev.
Sure.
We're okay? Weiter. Next Gemara. Tashma Kikros... Shel Nachtoim. Is there anyone who wants to read this Gemara to me? What? You'll do it?
Okay. If that's
Shimmy, I want it. I want it, Shimmy.
Requires.
What?
Now they don't hear us.
What?
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. What?
I know where it is.
I used to have a student at one point who used to sit in the back of the room without a Gemara when I was teaching him BMP. He's like, Rabbi, I don't need Gemara. I know it all ba'al peh, Rabbi. So I'm like, this guy mamish knew nothing. Sweet guy. Mamish, right? He's like, Shimmy, I'm not saying anything about you. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes a guy's... I had that also one time. I gave a bechina to a guy, and the guy told me, he's like, I don't want to go to any shir in YU because all the shir in YU are too low of a level for me. I'm like, okay, this is already an interesting character. So then he says, "Why?" I asked him, why are they too low? He goes, I have a derech halimud, I know mesechtot ba'al peh.
Is he Israeli?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Like, which mesechtot do you know ba'al peh? So he tells me which mesechtot he knows. So I figured, okay, you know, I'm not going to be stupid. I'm not going to say start from Daf Beis in the Masechta, because it could be he knows Daf Beis. And I'm like, start from Daf Gimel. The guy's like, oh, that one I don't know. I'm like, you told me that's in the Masechta, you know. He goes, oh, that one I knew, but I forgot. I'm like, okay, so which one do you know now? Another one. I'm like, start from Daf Gimel. He's like, I could do Daf Beis. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, or you do Daf Gimel. All right, I'm not so...
What a schemer.
Huh?
The guy's a
schemer.
It's okay, I'll be ready.
Touch, man.
But we said that for the Baal HaBayis, you have to announce.
What are Kikros Shel Nachtom versus Kikros Shel Baal HaBayis?
What?
What are Kikros Shel Nachtom?
Kikros Shel Nachtom are bread to the baker, and Kikros Shel Baal HaBayis are bread to the Baal HaBayis.
Right, so bread's a homemade bread, you have to announce. Zok the Gemara, yeah?
My time, so Shel Baal HaBayis is my time. The ones that belong to the Baal HaBayis, even it moves in. Since there is within it a sima, then may the other rift of the initial issue. Since it is known to everyone whose bread it is, the loshna rishus harabim, loshna rishus yachim. There's no difference between it whether it's rishus harabim or rishus yachim. No telemachers, you have to announce it. Alma implying sima also the daris, the sima that is bound to the temple, have a sima, it's a sima, it's rift of the rabba.
To the rabbah, so the Gemara has a kasha on rabbah because we see that a simen that will be trampled is a good simen because the bread is not such a big item, it's not so tall, it will probably be trampled, right? And we see that kikros shobah habayis bein rishus harab and bein rishus hayachim, you have to be machris to yufta the rabbah. That's the Gemara's kasha. So my answer is
harabah hatam here, hatam there,
good.
Over there, the reasoning is because we are not mavir. People are not mavir in Oakland.
Okay.
So therefore,
right?
It's unclear what this means, but
therefore what?
Presumably, people. It's not. The siman is going to stay intact.
The siman will say it won't be trampled because ein ma'avir al ha'ochlim tells me that the siman will stay intact. Good. So that's why in Rishus Ha Rabim also I have to return the Kikor Shel Baal HaBayis. So the Gemara asks.
But they're also Nachrim.
They're also Nachrim, and therefore.
And therefore, they're not as meticulous with the laws of not being Ma'avir al Ochel.
And therefore.
And therefore, they will actually, as Tosus says, Lo Echpat Lehu.
Right. So Tosus has the gear sub of Ha'ikra Nachrim Delo Echpat Lehu, that there are Goyim who don't care about trampling food, and therefore the food will be trampled. Right? That's the kasha according to Tosfos. Good.
Right.
So the Gemara answers that the goyim are choshesh for kshafim. What are kshafim?
Oh, kshafim. I thought it was kshafim.
What's kshafim?
Kshafim are sorcerers.
Sorcerers, magic. Yeah, Aryeh.
I have a question. Over here, it was saying that ain over an alachila. Al Oakland, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my view, in Oakland, sorry. By the Kyosh HaNachdom, doesn't that apply to everything? All bread, and therefore when he says that there is you're allowed to take it in Rishus Rabim because it's going to be trampled anyway, he's refuting his own point.
Again? We're saying that usually bread of a Baal HaBayis usually has a siman. Our question is, but if it's in Rishus HaRabim, so there's no siman because it'll be trampled.
Right.
The Gemara answers that it won't be trampled because ein mavrin al ha'ochel.
So we assume the original bread that we had before has doesn't have a siman on it anymore.
So there are two types of bread. There's kikros shel nachdom, baker's bread doesn't have a siman. But, right? Exactly. That was the previous.
Okay.
That's our Mishnah. But the Mishnah implies that bread of a Baal HaBayis has a siman.
Right.
Right? And if it has a siman, so I have to return it, whether it's Rishus HaYochel or Rishus HaRabim.
That's what I'm saying. Right. If he's saying no one's going to trample it anyway, right? It doesn't even matter if the first one is going to siman.
But the fact is, in Rishus HaYochel it matters.
We're talking
about Bein Rishus HaRabim, Bein Rishus HaYochel. Lo Shna Rishus HaRabim, Lo Shna Rishus HaYochel. We're talking about both.
Right, so the point still stands. Emor you're not open. It doesn't matter whether it's Rishus HaYochel or Rishus HaRabim. Right?
And Rishus HaYochel, people don't pass by. Rishus HaYochel. Is that what Rishus HaRabim means? People pass by. People, but Emor you're not open. But I'm a choyev to do something. So I'm not ma'avir on the Ochlin. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara asks the question: either are goyim. So Gemara answers, Nachrim are chayishi l'kshafim, right? Goyim are worried about sorcery, as our friend who's fond of Disney likes to say. Sorcery. Frankly, Gemara, v'ika behema uklovim. Right, what's the kasha about behema uklovim?
Shimmy.
Huh? Shimmy?
Oh, sorry.
But Ika
behema uklavim, and behold, there are animals and uklavim who are not scared sorcerers, presumably.
No.
What?
I think if you say it that way, it's like very indirect. You could say the kasha better. It's probably true, although we do see from the parasha of Bil'am that the animals are more scared of heebie-jeebie stuff than humans. No,
but they aren't. They don't know that
the
bread.
They
won't be able to make that.
Okay.
Animal.
But.
Dogs can detect this.
The fact, I think the Pashtus, though, in the Gemara is that we're asking about Ika Behema Uklovim, that the animals and the dogs will trample the food item. That's the Pashtus. So we answer, but Asra de lo Shlichi Behema Uklovim. We're talking about a town that there's no. Where there are very few animals. Okay? So the Gemara really is speaking about the rule of Ein Ma'avirin Al Ha'Eichlin. Now the Gemara is saying this within who? Rabba or Rava?
This is within Rabba.
within Rabba, good, that Rabba usually looks simen that is going to be trampled, is not a simen, but when it comes to bread, ein ma'avir na'ha'eichlem, good. How, correctly, Gemara, next question, but there are nachrim. So we answer the nachrim of Choshesh Rekishev, and therefore, not a question. And va'ika behema uklavim, we answer that there aren't. But that's basically the Gemara. This entire Gemara is within Rabba. Yeah?
Okay, so two things. A, if there are questions for question, why wouldn't then trampling over the bread be worse logically? Like, what they think if they can't pick up the bread?
No, so that's the point. The point is that they won't trample on bread because of Choshesh. The Gemara asks, but the Goyim, again, I'm understanding the Gemara, the Pashat way of understanding the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, the Goyim might trample on the bread. Answer, no, they won't, because they're worried that this bread has some heebie-jeebie power, so they're not going to trample it. The behema uklavim might trample the bread? So you say, no, there aren't any behemoths and klavims.
No, but wouldn't they, I'm just trying to imagine what I would do in my community if I believed that there was witchcraft bread. Like,
you don't know what that means.
I mean, wouldn't you, yes, you wouldn't necessarily touch it, but you would probably want to get rid of it. If there was PBG bread in the middle of the square, you'd still want it.
Rashi said that they wouldn't have it.
Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chayshi l'kshafim, Sivurim shamachmas kshafim hunuchu l'sham, they think that because of magic, the bread was left there. Kedei lahachshil hadarsim aleihen. These people are paranoid. They think that, why is the bread in the street? Lahachshil hadarsim. Right? We want you to trip on it, but I don't think it means trip in the physical sense. I think it means that in the spiritual heebie-jeebie sense, it's almost like, as a kid, did they ever tell you that if you step on a crack in the sidewalk, you'll break your leg or something?
Is it possible this is one of those things where, you know, you see something, it's like too good to be true, in the middle of the street, it's probably like has a string, you know, you keep chasing after this thing with a string?
Could be.
That could actually be magic.
I'll tell you what I think. But Zot Rashi, even though the Goyim don't trample the bread, but they will still not trample the bread because of Kshafim. That's what Rashi says.
But I would still imagine that they would try to get rid of it. If it's really such a danger.
It's an assumption about witchcraft, you don't know anything about. Who cares?
It's just assuming what on the mark. Yeah, the passion is that they're scared of the bread, so they're scared that they won't walk on top of the bread, they won't trample the bread, but they won't pick it up either. That's what the Gemara says. Whatever.
Explain witchcraft, who cares?
Yeah. Seth, what do you think? Okay, now. The Gemara, the way we understood it, is the simple reading of the Gemara, that when we ask for Ika Nachrim, we're saying, and the Goyim will trample. Right? That's our question. And when we ask by Ika Klovim, we say that the dogs will trample. However, it is entirely possible that the Gemara's question, and this is the way Tosfos certainly learns, Tosfos has a gisa de lo ichpat lahu, that means that they don't care about the rule of Ein ma'avir na'ha eichlem, right? And therefore, they don't care about the rule, they will trample it. L'cha'ora, that's the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. But there is another way of learning the Gemara, that we could say, v'ha'ika nachrim, that we're asking a kasha. Why is it that according to Rabba, these breads of the Ba'al Habayis I have to return? Why do I return these breads? V'ha'ika nachrim, but there are goyim, and the concern is that the goyim are going to come and pick up the bread. And if the goyim pick up the bread, right, so then I, the loser of the bread, will be miyaish from this bread. Even though it's an item that has a simen, but if there are nachrim around, so maybe I will be miyaish on the bread because I think that the goy will pick the bread up instead of me. Right? And we could say that the kasha of ha'ika klovim is that when I lose the bread, even though there's a simen on the bread, it's still abi miyaish, because what do dogs do best? They eat. They chew. No? So therefore, I'll be miyaish on this bread because the dog ate. Because the dog is likely to eat the bread. Right? One could have learned this Gemara, right? Not that we're worried about trampling, but that we're worried that the goyim are going to pick it up. And if the guy will pick it up, therefore, I'll be miyaish. And the dog will eat it, and because the dogs will eat it, therefore I will be miyaish. So the Gemara might be asking Kasha, according to Rabba, why do you return the Kikrei Shabbat Habayis when it's in the Rishus HaRabim? Shouldn't I assume that the loser will be miyaish? That could be the Gemara's Kasha. Again, there's girsology involved. Right? If I have Tosfos Girsa of Lo Ichpat Lahu, so Mestome it's going back to Eima Avirin Al HaOchlin, right? That they don't care about the rule of Eima Avirin, but if I don't have that Girsa, this is certainly a possible read of the Gemara. Stefan.
Why would that be? Well, aren't we asking Kashas on Rabba?
Yes.
The sheet of Rabba that's coming into question is but if you say that the words are going to pick it up, that's a kasha given to Rabba.
But we've had this before in Judaism, right? That a Gemara begins by asking kasha on Rabba, and then the Gemara segues and says, okay, but you got to understand pshat. Now, these two ideas that I am presenting, right, that with goyim, the goyim will pick it up and therefore I'm miyayish. And with dogs, the dog will eat it, therefore I'm miyayish. Are both ideas that are presented by Tosfos as kashas on the Gemara. No? Right? What's nice about this pshat is that we're saying that maybe the kashas that Tosfos asks on the Gemara are enochanamis. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara means. Here, let's just do it in the Tosfos very quickly.
Which words are first, Jay, if you say that it's talking about picking it up, that has nothing to do with our
subject. It does, but it doesn't. In other words, I'm trying to understand how come Kikros Shabbat Habayis I return. Why do I return these loaves of bread of the Bahabayas? Right? The answer is because there's a simen. But so what if there's a simen? If the owner of the item was Miyaish, he could have a simen from today to tomorrow. Right, but he was miyayish because he's concerned that the goyim might pick it up.
We're trying to bring it as a kasha on Rabba, not a kasha to Rabba and Rabba.
He's saying that the first question was kasha on Rabba, then we got past it.
Right, and now once we're dealing with the price, we want to understand the price in general.
But isn't the first one a kasha on Rabba and Rabba?
The first kasha is only on Rabba. The first kasha that we answer in Mavirin al Ha'eichlem is a kasha only on Rabba.
But I mean, when we say Ha'ika Nachr, right.
So once I'm saying v'ha'ika, it's like the author of the Gemara is asking a kasha on our diuk. We have a diuk about that kikros shabbat habayis I have to return. So the author of the Gemara is saying, well, hold it, homeboy. Why you got to return that item? Right? I mean, I can't do it as well as Shemi. But right, why do I have to return the item? No?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking.
What's up with that?
What's up with that, man? Right? So, there are goyim, and because they're goyim, I'm not going to pick it up. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Akasha. Here. So then we're saying the Akasha is according to Rava. I agree. The Akasha is still according to Rava. The Akasha will be according to Rava. But it certainly is a plausible read of the Gemara. Right. This also will help in terms of the end of this top Tosfos on the oven. No, I think it does, but we'll talk about it. And maybe not. We might confuse. Okay, look at the Tosfos. Let's do the Tosfos v'ha'ika behemo klavim because that Tosfos is shorter, and then we'll go back to Tosfos v'ha'ika nachrim. Okay, so going out of order. You see Tosfos v'ha'ika behemo klavim, shimi, right? Va'ika behemo klovim bin tomar l'rava nami yiksha va'ika behemo klovim da'achli lahu kida amar le'el di'ika shkatsim or masim da'achli. The Gemara earlier said that even though there's a simen on my fruits. No, because I know chazuso mochiach alav. I know that this te'ino comes from my tree, but still I'm gonna be miyaish because I know that the buggy bugs will eat it, right? So also, whenever the item will be eaten, if there are dogs, the item will be eaten, and the item will be eaten, so therefore I'll be miyaish, right? So Tosis asks this kasha. Now, what Tosis is, and then Tosis gives an answer. Tosis answers, oh, it can't be, they'll eat it because they're talking about dochuk answer. Talking about a very big piece of bread that no dog could eat. Right? I don't know if you saw any of the dogs in the Heights. I think the dogs here in the Heights could not eat anything. They could like eat Tyrannosaurus Rex. Some of these dogs here,
they're wild.
No, not they're wild, but like the homeowners in the Heights. The standard dog in the Heights is like a Rottweiler.
Tiny, but they're all small.
I don't know, they're like
vicious.
They're disgusting. Yeah, I'm going off topic. But the fact is, Tosis asks Akasha, right? And Tosis answers, right? Tosis answers talking about big bread. But we could say, and I think it's reasonable to say, that the answer of big bread is very dachuk. And what forces Tosis, to say is because Tosis has a girsa in the Gemara that all these kashas are only according to Rabba. And the kasha is not according to Rabba. So Tosis says, let's ask even according to Rabba. Tosis is a dachuk answer talking about a big piece of bread that can't be eaten. But if I say that the kasha is not only according to Rabba, so then I could, right? Then I could say that the Gemara is asking the kuli alma, the ha'ika klovim. Similarly, in the previous Tosis, right? The ha'ika nachrim, right? Tosis also says, Perisha yidrasu ha'nachrim, kodem sheyavo shom, shum Yisrael v'yagbia. Right? Tosis just says, pshat in the Gemara, that the goyim will trample it before the Jew comes there. Another Tosis saying pshat in the Gemara of Ikon Nachrim is that the goyim will trample it. V'im toimar v'lifrei v'halol Nachrim shakulei. Tosis asks, aye, but maybe the goyim will take it. Now Tosis was aware that there's another pshat in the Gemara.
And he's saying
right, and therefore it's even the kash on Rava.
What? He's saying the same thing.
Same, yeah. It's all Tosis and Shitaso. That's my general theory in life that, yeah, Jonah.
Just in terms of big bread, why couldn't dog or schmutzen eat a little bit of it?
Yeah, so apparently.
Yeah, the psychological aspect.
Right, so this goes back to like, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, that if I can't do everything, I won't do anything.
Do dogs think like that?
No.
Have you ever seen a large piece of bread in Shakia?
That's why we're
yeah. It is a daunting piece of bread.
They eat what?
I'm asking if he's ever actually seen a large piece of bread.
It's like a wedding or a bar mitzvah.
Wedding challah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The size of this desk.
Yeah. They're saying the dog can go up and eat a little bit of it. Or at least, like, lick around. And then, like, you're not going to want to eat.
Again, I think Yoni's approach to the psychological answer, again, dog psychology, there is a field out there called pet psychology. It's managed the biggest forest in the world. Apparently, the polar bear in the Bronx Zoo last year was depressed. You know about this? So they decided to hire a pet psychologist to work on this polar bear. And
it's probably because it's not living in its natural environment.
It's not living in its natural environment. It has like an area the size of this room. If you're a polar bear, you take up three quarters of this room. It's not much a Shrek-like life. To live in a zoo, it's awful. It's not much like jail for animals, no? Like, humans don't like jail because you're cloistered. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
You're very confined. One of the reasons why people don't like jail is because you can't go outside.
If they're born in captivity,
but it could be it's an innate thing that they want to. Okay. But again, I don't know much about pet psychology, but I think Yoni Svara is a good Svara. What?
You want to fly, we're not built to fly, right?
Okay.
No, but an animal's natural instinct is to roam the fields.
So Tosis has a kasha. Again, that the goyim will take it, and because the goyim will take it, maybe I am miyaish according to everybody, and therefore it's akasha even according to Rava. V'yesh lomar, let's go on in the Tosis, gentlemen. Okay, we're going to learn this Tosis together. Didrisa shchiach, ilav mishum kshafin. Lefi shedarsim derech hiluchan. Aval netila lo shchiyach sheyureim sheba'al hakikar ro'eh shesavurim shaladaas hinichusham. Who wants to explain to me Tosus's answer? Right, Tosus asks Akasha, maybe the goyim will take the item. So Tosus says, no, that I'm not worried about. What's Tosus's answer about picking it up?
It's more likely, it's a stronger Akasha to say they're going to spend walk on it because people walk on stuff when they're walking, but people won't pick up something because if I'm going to pick it up, I might see that you're watching. I might fear that you're watching, so I don't want to pick it up.
Right. If I walk, like most of us, when we walk, I don't think we pay careful attention to where we're stepping. Haraya, right? We don't want to finish the sentence. Lamaisa, there are right? Correct?
Especially in Portland.
Right? Especially in the Heights. No? So, Lamaisa.
What are you saying there with.
Right? Lamaisa, people don't pay such attention where they're walking, so the mela it will get trampled. But when it comes to picking it up, Zoktosis, you won't pick up. Right? I won't pick up because I think the Bahabayas, Big Daddy, is watching me. So therefore, I'm not going to pick it up. That's what Tosis is saying. Good?
Wow.
So Mamela, right, Tosis' whole kasha, maybe you're worried that the Goyim will pick it up and therefore there's automatic Yeush. Zoktosis, no! The Bahabayas won't think that a guy will pick it up, because the Bahabayas will think that the guy who passes by and sees this item will be dafka not pick it up, because he's scared that the original owner will notice him picking it up and might think that he is taking his own item. So that is the way Tosus learned so far. Yeah. Stefan. And then Jonah.
Did Tosus do like overkill here? Because he's saying,
if not for kshafim,
if not
for kshafim, the only reason why they are not doyres is because of kshafim. That's why Tosfos learns the Gemara, right? Frekdimar the ha'ikon nachim, there are goyim, and the goyim will trample this bread. Tosfos, the Gemara answers that because of kshafim they won't trample it. Right, so if not for kshafim, drisa would be shchiyach because people are doris derech hiluchan. People just walk; they go right, and
without kshafim they will take, or they will not take.
But they won't take it because they're scared that Big Daddy is watching, Big Brother, whoever it's called. Yeah.
Okay, sorry to be totally not politically correct, but as we all of course know, goyim, you know, are swindlers. Amir arts are swindlers. Like they're just going to take it. It's free food, and they'll like. You know, they don't care if
they won't take something if they think the owner left it there. No, they might take it if they think no one's going to catch them. But I think that the guy thinks that someone's going to catch him.
But it's right there.
I'm not going to take something if I think I'll be caught.
Somebody's watching them.
Right? I'm not going to pick something up. I think I'll be caught.